This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround us every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Being grateful for the seemingly small things can lead to big things, like a lifestyle of gratitude that opens us to a more positive outlook on life. My wife and I keep a thankful journal. She actually ordered them and had it before me and suggested it, and I thought it was a great idea, so we share that together. We each have our own, and we share our thankful thoughts with each other most every morning. What are you thankful for, Lori will ask. Our journals have three line items, so we always have three, and sometimes I'll put down an extra one or two things that we're thankful for. I have a private rule, just with myself, that I can't carry them over. You know, like if I have 21 for one day, which I've never done, that can't suffice for the entire week. So I, just like Jesus said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, meaning don't take on more worry beyond one day. So I try to keep my thankful to one day as well. So the other day, Lori asked my thankfuls, and I had, as one of my three, no cavities, good oral health, yay, no tooth decay. I included that because I'd been to the dentist the day before, is on my mind, and I had no cavities. It's one of those thankfuls that for me, I tend to take for granted. I mean, I've had one cavity in my entire lifetime, and that was on a baby tooth that came out anyway, so I can truthfully say I have no cavities. Going to the dentist is kind of boring to me, in part because, well, my dad was a dentist, and I would be shocked if something were amiss with my teeth, other than that my teeth aren't perfectly straight. At least they're cavity-less. Have you ever stopped to think of the things in life that you forget to be thankful for? I mean, my trip to the dentist reminded me once again how we take our health for granted until something happens to shock us, or something happens in our house and we are taken aback that we don't have it. For instance, we take electricity for granted, hot showers, our cars, well, those things we use every day. We tend to take those for granted. We take people for granted, most often those closest to us. We assume that they're always going to be there until they're not. Here's a challenge for you. Stop today, and think not just of three things for which you are grateful, although that in itself is a mighty good thing to practice, but express gratitude for three things that you tend to take for granted, like some of the items I just mentioned. As I'm writing this, I'm looking outside, and I'm thankful for that clear blue sky I see and the leaves I see blowing in the wind, and that leads me to express my gratitude that I have glasses and that I have the means to pay for a trip to the optometrist, that I have eyesight, that I have this wonderful writing instrument called a computer, my laptop. And it enables me to write faster and more efficiently than with a pencil on a piece of paper that someone would have to type. And speaking of which, I'm grateful for motor skills. I've not had a stroke. I can think through my fingers to this computer, to something I can read to you right now in this moment. I'm grateful for this very moment when I'm speaking to you, and it can be uploaded here and you can hear me. Okay. I'm guessing you get the picture. Now, whether you write on a laptop or a legal pad, whether you're looking outside or are grateful for a chair you're sitting on, whatever you are thankful for, whether it's to the dentist or optometrist, or even if you're in a difficult situation, like if you're facing a health challenge, maybe you or one of your loved ones is in the hospital, still try to find something, even if it's something good within a bad situation, maybe a kind nurse that's helpful to you. Whatever it may be, find something for which you can be grateful, and then find another, and then another, and then there are three of them, at least for today, and then do that every day, and then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there as the grateful person you are and become all that God has created you to be. Here comes the